Welcome to Halby Zero. I'm Joey.
I'm Sammy.
And this is the first co-ed married couple Halby Zero podcast that has ever been.
And will ever be.
And will... What?
That makes you... I'm kidding.
Oh, man. All right. Well, the mother of dragons herself, Sammy, is on the podcast tonight. And she is going to run through all of her favorite things.
Of 2016.
Of 2016.
Yeah. It's been a good year.
Has it?
Yeah. We had a baby this year.
It has been a good
year. So I guess that should be the very favorite.
Yes.
Was our new kid.
Gaby baby.
Yeah. But besides Gaby baby.
Gabe the babe.
These are the other things we like.
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually a great point because everyone is pooping on 2016, but a lot of great stuff happened.
Yeah.
Also.
In the arts.
In the arts. Are you a voting member of the Academy now?
I am. We're going to contribute to PBS, remember?
Oh, that's right. We were big fans of PBS since we... Actually, before we had kids, we were in PBS.
Rick Steves, we just started, is my jam.
Yeah. Rick Steves, who I was convinced Rick Steves was Canadian for like... How old am I? 33? For probably 20 years, I thought he was Canadian.
He's Canadian in spirit.
Yeah. But he's from like Washington. I had no idea.
It's so close.
They are close. Mm-hmm. We watch that on all the time. The Great British Baking Show.
Just watch that.
We just got into that. It. Yeah. It's got all the scenery you would want. Also baking.
In outdoor tents.
It's like that show was made for you.
It was.
It was made for viewers like you, which is fancy who pays viewers for the show, which is going to be us.
One day.
Patrons of the arts.
Yes.
Don't you have to do all the, you got to get in your... donations to the nonprofits before
our church just sent us an email. It's like by the 25th for them.
Okay, so we need to figure out when Rick Steves needs his donation as well.
Tomorrow.
Okay, so patron of the arts, mother of dragons,
PBS lover,
donor, viewers like you, listeners like you. Samantha Halbert is going to run through her favorites of 2016, starting with Gaby baby. What else is on the list?
Do we want to start with movies?
Yes.
I have a very favorite and then things that I also like. So which one do you want to start
with? So you have favorites and then very favorite.
Very favorite.
Start with favorites.
Okay. Favorites. Don't Think Twice. We went to the movie and saw that. The one about the improv actors.
Yes.
It was so good. So well done. So funny. So nice. It was about like... complicated friendships and what happens when one friend becomes successful and the other ones are still kind of struggling in their careers and they like them working all of that out. It was really good.
AKA your 30s.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Not you in particular, but collective you.
What did he say that like your 20s are about dreaming? All about your dreams. And then 30s are figuring out that
you're an idiot.
Yeah. For dreaming. Okay, so that was a good one. We just watched Sing Street.
Sing Street was fantastic.
So good. I was putting off watching it because I'd never heard of it and I wasn't that excited about it, but it was so cute. It's about this high school kid that starts a band to woo this girl.
Yes.
And it's very sweet.
In Ireland in the 80s.
And it's basically a love story about him and his brother. And since we have two boys, I really loved it because of that.
It was really good. And... what's the director's name? John Carney? He, the guy who made Once and...
Which we love.
Always Begin Again?
Begin Again.
Begin Again. Yeah. Anywho, he made this movie. The music is great the whole time. The soundtrack is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It covers a wide range of 80s music plus originals.
And I like that there's no... I like movies where there's no real villain. Like everyone's doing their best.
Yes.
And even though people might behave badly in a moment, they're not bad people.
They're just real people.
Exactly. They're complicated.
So we've got Sing Street.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Don't Think Twice.
We've got Popstar.
Popstar. Never Stop, Never Stopping.
It was so fun.
That movie was underrated by far.
Absolutely. I didn't hear anybody talk about it.
Andy Samberg, Seal, the singer.
Seal, yes.
Popstar, Andy Samberg is a Justin Bieber / Timberlake type character who was in a boy band, made it big on his own, and has fallen down on hard times. And so to find himself, he's got to maybe get the band back together.
Yeah. It's really a story about friendship.
So it's kind of a common theme, three out of three movies so far.
I like friendship and when people are nice to each other. Okay, the next one, is I really like it, but I really like more listening to you talk about it. Summer Villa.
Summer Villa. I don't even know how to describe Summer Villa.
Well, it's a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, Hallmark Channel. There's a giant buff.
Handsome man.
Named Chef Cupid.
Looks almost as handsome as Joey.
Great at working out. Great at cooking something called cocavine.
Yeah, good job.
That's we first watched it 5 months ago. I still don't know what that is exactly.
Christmas in July. We watched it then.
Yeah. So we were watching Christmas in July. We were watching a movie with Lacey Chabert and
Dr. Jane Quinn Seymour. Woman.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn mm-hmm. and Lacey Chabert were in a Christmas movie.
Which was
and
cute.
A commercial for Summer Villa came on.
And you said...
Hold on. I've got to find this in DVR.
So we stopped our movie and searched through our cable to find it and DVR'd it. And it did not disappoint.
Having Gabe, obviously, number one thing this year. Number two was DVRing Summer Villa. You've got great scenery. The French countryside.
Yep. Beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
No villain.
No villain. Good food. The only villain is having a bad time.
That's true.
And Summer Villa makes sure that nobody has a bad time.
Everyone has a great time with Summer Villa.
How many times have we watched it?
Well, we have watched it once, but then anytime someone spends the night at our house, we make them watch it. So we've watched it, I think, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, if your family comes and stays. I just happened to bust out the list on DirecTV. I'm like, oh, what do we have recorded?
Summer
Villa. What is Summer Villa? Do you think we should maybe watch that? As far as you know, I've seen it 3 or 4 times. Maybe it's more.
Are you ready for my very favorite movie of 2016?
Yes.
Everybody Wants Some.
Oh, the Richard Linklater.
Yes. And nothing really happens in it.
No, it's a hangout movie.
It's a hangout movie about friendship, baseball, college. It's just like when you watch it, you feel like you're back in college.
Yes.
And there's no villain. It's just a nice story.
The villain, again, is having a bad time.
Having a bad time. It is rated R.
Yes, because it's like college.
Yeah, but it was really good.
Oh, Globe and Crown radio tie-in. Nate and I always talk about the Step Up movies. The star of Step Up Revolution, the guy star of it, is also in this movie.
And we didn't know till the very end. Because I have a habit of IMDb-ing movies in the middle because I love a good spoiler.
Yes.
And I always read about all the casts, and not until I was reading about the cast that I realized he was a Step Up guy.
Yeah, because he's got the goofy 80s hair.
Yeah, and
which is not
so
the
different.
Hair he has.
And he wears like short cut-off jean shorts instead of baggy pants. And he's not dancing, he's playing baseball.
And he's from Texas in real life. Actually, like all of the actors are pretty much from Texas in that movie. Because it's a Linklater movie.
Another thing I like about his movies is they feel distinctly Texan. And I
That's
like
true.
Texas stuff.
Yeah, so this movie was a spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused, which is 70s. And part of it was filmed at Betacheck Middle School in Austin, where I used to live across the street from.
This movie or Dazed and Confused?
Dazed and Confused.
Okay. I didn't want it to end. Like, when I was watching it, I was thinking in my head, like, oh, I hope it's not going to end pretty soon. So that's a sign of a good movie.
We just went to my 10-year college reunion, and I wrote like a billion words and trying to describe like what it was like to be there and not wanting things to end and just wanting to bear hug the whole world. That's what that movie was like. It captured that kind of feeling of being young and being out and just the exuberance of living.
We don't have to pay bills.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Before you were contributing to PBS, though.
That's true. I mean, it's a pro and con. I was not a viewer like you.
That's right.
Back then. What's the next category?
TV.
All right. Let's start with your favorites and then go to your very favorite.
Okay. So I have divided this list into two sections. One are new to TV this season.
Got it.
And one are still keeping it real and good.
The classics.
Really good. All right. Yes. Okay. First of all, this was almost my very favorite. It's my number two favorite. Atlanta. So
Donald good. Glover, FX.
Yes, just so clever and different. And I liked that every single episode was completely different. Like, they do one episode where the main guy who is, he's not the main guy, he's the second main guy. He's a rapper and he's being interviewed on some PBS
type talk show. Tavis Smiley, Charlie Rose type show.
And that's the whole episode. And you would think that's so boring, but it was just like the most entertaining, funny 30 minutes. Yeah. And I think part of what makes it so good is they condense it down to 30 minutes. And so it's just really fast and good. And they only did like a 12 episode season. So I just feel like they were able to really condense their character. And, I really liked all the characters.
Because they were really friends hanging out.
Exactly. And they're all really developed. And some of the episodes will like focus on just one character, which
So the premise of the show, we should say.
Oh, sorry. I thought everybody would know.
Donald Glover plays a guy who is just kind of drifting around. He was in an Ivy League school, mm-hmm. and for reasons unknown,
they never go
into he's it. Out. So he goes mm-hmm. home to Atlanta. His cousin is a successful rapper named Paperboy.
An up-and-coming rapper.
Yeah, he's like a local famous rapper.
Yeah.
So Donald Glover starts to manage him. Like you said, though, that's kind of the premise, but there's not a ton of plot. It's not really a serialized show. Mm-mm. What did he say it was? Seinfeld with rappers?
I think so.
Yeah.
And there's an invisible car.
So it's out there. And you talked about how the characters are really well developed. They really capitalized on that because you would just have a rando episode where a minor character would have a whole mini adventure. And that was it. Maybe the guy who is the face of the show isn't even in that episode. It's really cool.
And I really liked the way him and the writers write his girlfriend on the show. Because mm-hmm. I feel like with their relationship dynamic, it would have been really easy to make her the nag. Mm-hmm. But she's really likable. And every time that they're having a disagreement, you can see both sides. And she's like a real person.
Yeah. It goes back to Don't Think Twice, where they let people be actual people.
Exactly.
Where even mm-hmm. if you love each other and are a good person, you have bad moments.
So good. Okay. My other new favorite, everybody loves This Is Us.
This is on NBC.
My favorite is their adopted son, Randall. He's the best character.
So what's the story in the show?
You don't even know. I can't tell a lot. Because like the first episode, there's a twist at the end.
Is it a sci-fi comedy?
Yes. They're all aliens. It's basically about families. And they focus a lot on the sibling dynamic, which I think you don't see a lot on TVs, where it focuses on what it's like to be adult siblings. But I like this one a lot. It's nice. It's a nice show. Even though you don't want to watch it with me. That's okay.
So you've got a lot of common themes. This is interesting. It's always family. It's always hanging out. It's always no real villain.
It's just like our family.
Oh.
That's what we do. No real villain. Okay. Last, not favorite, but favorite. Not most favorite, but favorite.
Okay.
Ready? You like this one too. Westworld. HBO. So that should tell you No, wait, that's the last not favorite new one.
Okay.
This list is long because I watch a lot of TV.
Yes.
Because my kids go to bed at like 6:30.
We like TV. We're a TV family.
We're indoor kids. Exactly. We are indoor kids. Is Westworld. And another one is rated R. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit in the future, but not super in the future.
Right.
And it's basically Disneyland for adults. And it's a Western place, and you interact with lifelike robots.
Yes.
And you kind of do whatever you want. Like, you can explore the world and interact with them however you want. So it's a really interesting, I think what they're trying to do is kind of examine human nature and the way that we treat each other and our relationship with technology and that kind of thing. I think. I don't know. What do you think?
I think so. There's a lot of stuff about determinism and free will, and if you even have a choice in who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is interesting. Or if you just think you have a choice.
And Tandy Newton is just like the coolest on it.
She is very cool in that.
I love her. Okay. This TV list is long, and I'm making no apologies. These are my still favorites.
Still favorites.
But not new favorites.
Okay.
Jane the Virgin. So I love it. First of all, I just think it's a nice show. And I just love everyone. My favorite character is her dad, Rogelio. Oh, so it's about this girl. The premise is super silly. The show is not. So the show is silly, but at its core, it's not silly. It's really about their relationships. But the whole concept of it is that it's kind of like modeled after telenovelas. Mm-hmm. And so there'll be like crazy storylines. But within those storylines, the way the characters interact with each other is just really nice. And I like Jane's relationship with her grandmother. And I like how earnest and sweet and kind of dopey her dad is. He's my favorite, Rogelio. And then I really like Jane.
Yes.
She's awesome. Another one.
Wait, you know who else likes Jane a lot?
Everyone except you.
No, I like her. Okay. Hank, because Gina Rodriguez
was on Sesame Street,
and she taught Elmo how to sing the ABCs in Spanish. Uh-huh. And we put it on a CD for Hank, and sometimes he watches it on YouTube, and sometimes he listens to it in the car.
And he dances.
He is a big fan of Miss Gina.
We are learning Spanish together.
Yes.
And it's awesome. Another one I have been loving since 2014, Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper, Chip and JoJo.
Every 30-something woman's favorite show.
Ship lap that trophy together.
That's right.
Why do you like it?
Well, I really like Decorate. I like her style. I like their relationship and how they seem to really like each other, even though I feel like some of it is probably a little staged. But I feel like at its core, they really like each other.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing for HGTV, because normally they have people just be kind of like sassy to each other. Mm-hmm. All the couples that are trying to buy a house look like maybe they're one house away from. Yeah. Like they literally cannot wait to get as far away from each other as possible in a new house. Whereas this couple seems to really like each other.
And the couples that come on the show to buy a house also
like each other.
There's no bickering, which is nice.
Do you think we like that because we're Texan? Or do you think people also just everywhere like it when people get along?
I think everywhere likes it. Well, I don't know, because like those housewife shows are really popular.
Yeah.
By everyone. I just personally don't find conflict entertaining. Oh, I left off speaking of conflict that I do find entertaining. Game of Thrones.
Uh-oh.
Love it. This last season was so good because some of the bad guys got their comeuppance and it was awesome.
So when there is a villain, you like to make sure that villain
gets his comeuppance.
All right.
That's right. Everybody knows about Game of Thrones. So that's all I'm going to say about that. On to my favorite of 2016. You want to guess?
Let's see. What have you not said yet? Is it a comedy or drama?
It's a comedy, a 30-minute comedy.
Does it involve a diverse group of law enforcement?
No, but that's not
it. I don't know. What is it?
I do love that one. It's a diverse group. But they're all with the big guy in heaven.
Oh, The Good Place.
The Good Place. So it stars Veronica Mars, one of my all-time favorite TV shows, Kristen Bell. And it's a really diverse cast. And I like that they don't lean heavy into like racial stereotypes, even though everyone comes from a completely different background. It's really sweet. And it's all about she doesn't belong in heaven. She got sent there accidentally. But the people that are in heaven are kind of trying to help her change into a better person. And it,
right. So Ted Danson is the architect of
angel. He's an angel, right?
It's not clear, but he's the architect of their heaven neighborhood, basically. Heaven neighborhood. So you get into this like heaven seaside community, basically. What else is there to know about? Oh, Mike Schur made it. He's the guy. He worked on
Parks and Rec.
I want to say The Office, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So it's one of those kind of shows, you know, funny and sweet.
So if those shows are your jam, then this is your jelly?
I dream of being Tehani.
Yeah, that show is awesome.
It's really good. Okay, so that was TV.
What's next?
Podcasts. So y'all, when I'm in the car driving my kids around, usually one of them is crying in the back seat, but mama's cranking up a podcast. And so these are the things I listen to in the car and also during nap time when I'm cleaning the house and stuff and making dinner. I'm doing the very favorite last.
Whatever way you want to do it.
Okay, let's start with the very favorite.
All right.
Okay.
Mix it up.
My very favorite is actually a mom podcast called The Longest Shortest Time.
The Longest Shortest Time.
Yes, which is how you describe like your kid's childhood.
Gotcha.
Because like the days feel long, but the years are short or whatever that is. Expression is. It's all about motherhood. So she was a This American Life contributor. And okay. So you'd recognize her voice. So she brings different parents on, and they talk about what it's like to parent. And my very favorite episode had Casey Wilson.
Yeah. She was on SNL. She was on Happy Endings.
Another one of our favorite shows. She talked about what it's like to be a mom after your mom has passed away. And I'm kind of in the midst of that. So it really resonated with me. And I just thought it was really well done. Because it sounded very authentic. Like it was so like my experience. And so I'd imagine a lot of the other people that she brings on there, there's always like several people that are having that same moment.
Gotcha.
So it's just really good. Okay. I also really like Heavyweight with Jonathan Goldstein, another This American Life contributor. So it's all about reconciliation. And so he brings people on there, like his dad and his uncle hadn't spoken for several years. And so he takes his dad down to his dad's brother's house, and he kind of helps them reconcile. So it's just stories like that. And it doesn't sound like it would be funny, but it's really funny and big-hearted. I also really like The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey. So that's a Christian podcast, and she interviews different women about their lives, basically. And she says that she wants it to feel like just two girlfriends going to happy hour and talking.
And she used to be like a radio DJ, right?
She did. For a short time, she was a radio DJ. And I think she decided to take off to be a stay-at-home mom for a while. And now she's back to kind of doing that, doing podcasts. So it's really good. Okay. I also love the Gilmore Guys, where they talk about Gilmore Girls. And it's been really fun this year because we have the new series.
The Netflix.
The new Netflix show that just came out. So now they're talking about those, which were not very popular.
You know, it's because everyone finally caught up to me and realized the Gilmore Girls aren't that great.
Okay. So I have always agreed that Rory's not that great. But I do like Lorelai.
Why?
Just because she's funny. It's a TV show. They're not real people. But Rory, I don't think, is even entertaining, bless her heart. She's very pretty, and I'm sure she's nice in real life.
She's good on Mad Men.
She's good on Mad Men.
She was in a movie with another one of our favorite shows, is Friday Night Lights, and she was in a movie with Saracen called, like...
Oh, that was a good movie!
What was that movie called?
I don't know.
They're, like a year out of college, and they're BFFs. Best friends. But maybe they're going to be more.
You know they are.
But it's really about growing up.
Mm-hmm. That's a really sweet one. I wish we knew the name of that one. Look up her IMDb and watch that one. Okay. Now let's get into the weird ones. Are you ready for
podcast?
The weird podcast.
Yeah, I didn't know if this was taking a sharp left or what.
This is my weird favorites. Okay. So these are the ones that I would akin to like Unsolved Mysteries. Remember that show from
Robert
the 80s?
Stack and the yes. Creepy Music? So, I watched an episode of that when I was little. And I was so terrified of the aliens and that stupid theme music that I started sleeping with my covers like completely over my head.
Can you still do that?
And a pillow over my head. Yes, and I still have to do that. Like 30
years
25
later.
Years. Yeah, it's a thing.
This is it. That's not the name of it. These are the ones.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Lore and Unexplained. Two different ones. They're both creepy and they're like unsolved mysteries. And I can't remember which is which, or maybe both, but they talk about real life stories. Did Unsolved Mysteries talk about real life stories?
Yes, they told.
No.
Yes, they did. They told real stories that people were having a scary time and got abducted or something like that, or saw ghosts, and then they had to figure out. It's not called made up mysteries. It's called unsolved mysteries.
They were unsolved because it was made up.
That is. I'm insulted.
Speaking of ghosts and aliens, I know we both believe in ghosts.
Yes.
That's for another podcast.
Yes.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
I don't know if I do.
I've talked about this one. There's the universe is so expansive. How could there not be other intelligent life out there?
Wouldn't they be in the Bible? No.
Why?
So you think God created other intelligent life that he loves like he loves us?
Why not? There's a comic book. I'm going to spoil a comic book for everyone that came out 30 years ago. So get ready.
I'm ready.
It's called Camelot 3000.
Camelot 3000.
Yeah, which also would be a cool band. But so it's King Arthur and everybody show up in the year 3000. There's like an alien invasion of Earth, and he's basically resurrected because just like he had to defend England from the forces of evil during his time, he had to defend the world, Earth, from the forces of evil that were invading it.
Wait, King Arthur did?
Yes.
In the Middle Ages, there were aliens?
No, in 3000.
Oh, in the year 3000.
So there was the, you know, old school King Arthur.
Okay.
But then he has to come back in the year 3000 when all the aliens come. And at the very end, like he, I think he dies. He gets killed saving Earth.
Aww.
However, he is reborn on a different planet that is also facing oppression.
This sounds exhausting.
It is for him, but that's the thing.
He just wants to die.
Arthur has to be like the savior everywhere. And so my point is...
But Jesus is the savior everywhere.
Yes, exactly. That is my point.
Oh, okay.
So maybe the story would look different in a different time and place, but the core of it, just like the core of your stories, is family and friends getting along.
Mm-hmm.
The same redemption arc is true everywhere in the universe.
Okay. That's nice.
What do you think about that?
I like it. I'm coming around to aliens.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the subtitle of this. Coming around to aliens.
All right. This one I would describe as being like, oh, I just forgot it. The other one that's like Unsolved Mysteries.
Lore? No. Unexplained?
No, it came out around the same time as Unsolved Mysteries, and it was all about real life crime.
Oh, with John something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That show. So it's like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's called Criminal. And I like
America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted. So it's called Criminal, and it's all about real life crime. And both my parents were cops, so I love hearing about crime. Okay, this other one, it's in its own little category. It is, Joey's not a fan, but I'm a big fan. Which I think
it'll be the name of your new podcast on the network.
We could use that to describe a lot of things.
Most things in the universe. Joey's not a fan, but you're a big fan.
Okay. So this is like a docudrama? How would you describe it? Not a docudrama.
Well, I don't know.
So it's... Oh, let me tell you the name of it. It's Limetown.
Oh, no.
How would you describe that? Where they act it out. It's like an old-timey radio show where it's actors and they're reading a script. But the script is good. Any person recommended this on Facebook. This is legit.
Hootenanny.com.
Hootenanny. She's amazing. So, Limetown. Really good. Really creepy. My last podcast is one I just discovered, but I guess everybody knows about Terry Gross's Fresh Air.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the one that I'm that annoying person that's always like, I listened to this podcast and they talked about this. So that's the one that I reference a lot when I'm making conversation with people that doesn't involve my kids. And so she just interviews famous people. And it's just
really
good.
And she's good at it. And everyone loves being interviewed by her.
Yes. She'll interview like Robert De Niro and he'll fangirl over her. So I'm always like, who is Terry Gross? Why didn't I know about Terry Gross? And everybody is so excited about her. But I do love her now that I've been listening. So if you don't know Terry Gross, look her up. Okay. Are you ready for books?
Yes.
So here's the thing with books for me. I do love a good book. But since I have kids, I feel like my attention span is a lot shorter.
Because by the end of the day, you're just...
I'm just real tired.
Yeah.
So I don't read very much anymore. So these aren't like very impressive recommendations, but they're Earnest Recommendations, which would also be the name of my podcast.
Earnest Recommendations.
Earnest. And not very impressive, but earnest.
Is it a podcast about the Earnest movies?
Oh, I did love those.
Earnest Recommendations.
Yes.
The importance of being earnest is what I would call that podcast.
My favorite was Ernest Goes to Camp.
Is that the one with the is that the Halloween one?
No, they're at summer camp.
Aren't they at a camp too with the weird troll things that they put milk in the super soakers and kill them?
Are you thinking of Goonies?
No, I've never seen Goonies.
Oh. No, remember we watched it one time at Christmas and it was weird.
Y'all did. I went and read my Leslie notebook. Ernest Saves Halloween is maybe the one I'm thinking of.
I've never seen that one.
Ernest Goes to Camp is the one where he gets a crush on the Native American nurse. And mm-hmm. also they put parachutes on turtles.
Yes.
There were a lot of camp movies in that time.
People went to camp. I went to church camp every year. Did you go to church camp?
Nope.
Church camp?
No.
Okay. It was fun. It was a good experience.
Well, were there any turtles and parachutes?
I mostly spent my time going to the snack stand and sitting in the shade. So there weren't any turtles there. Okay. Books.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite book that I read all the time. It's called Moms on Call.
Okay.
And it's a series, and it's written by these two nurse practitioners, and they give you mom advice. And they talk about, like, medical stuff and sleeping stuff. And I don't go by all of their recommendations, but it's just really nice to have a reference guide when you're a mom. And then one that I do read every day, but it's with Hank, is the Jesus Storybook Bible. I love this Bible. It's so beautifully written. There will be times when I'm reading a story to him and I tear up. And it's just beautiful. I love that.
It's profound. It's simple, but so profound.
And I think, like, the thing that they write is, like, every story whispers his name. And so every single major biblical story that's in there, by the end of it, they're pointing you back towards Jesus and the fact that Jesus is coming to save us. And it's beautiful. Okay. And now I'm going to sneak an audiobook in there.
Okay.
So I thought this was topical because the Gilmore Girls thing just came out, and everybody was kind of disappointed in it, except for me, because I like everything. But this audiobook is by Lauren Graham, and she reads it, and it's Someday, Someday, Maybe.
Oh, that's a great one.
And it's based loosely on, I think it's based pretty closely,
probably. Yeah, it's fiction, but it's kind of not fiction.
Yeah, it's on her years, like in her 20s when she's an up-and-coming actress in New York. And it's like two girlfriends and a guy friend, and they all live together and in New York, and they're trying to make it in Hollywood. And it's really good and
it
really
is.
Sweet. And you wouldn't be disappointed like you were with the new Gilmore Girls.
True. I loved it.
Those are my favorites, dude.
All right. So I'm Joey.
I'm Samantha.
And this has been Halby Zero.
Halby Dose.
You're welcome.
Adios. I want you to want me. I want you to want me. I want you to want me.